John Bandicutt couldn't have said exactly what made him drive his buggy past the invisible stop here line east of Nav Point Wendy. It was almost as if the stately blue crescent of Neptune overhead was beckoning him onward, a deity calling him towards some mystical assignation among the rills and ravines of Triton. It was almost as if he had no choice. That was lunacy, of course. Bandicutt took the rover across into the unsurveyed sector because he was half out of his mind with silence fugue. Though he was still perfectly capable of operating the equipment, he was hallucinating intermittently, and in some small corner of his mind he was aware that there was no way he should be out on the Triton surface risking his life, or for that matter, the company's equipment. Now, Bandicutt cared about company equipment the way he cared about cockroaches. But where his own life was concerned, he generally, in more lucid moments, had a pretty strong survival instinct. But with each passing second, a little more of that lucidity was being swept away by the silence fugue, by the terrible emptiness that was devouring the inside of his head. It was not that there wasn't plenty of information pouring through his senses, a clear view of the Triton landscape through his visor, occasional comm chatter in his helmet, the metallic stink of recycled air in his nostrils, the taste of bile in his throat, the bouncing of the buggy under his seat. But inside, deep in his thoughts, there lurked a dark, echoing, reverberating silence. This was the worst he had ever had, the fugue. It felt as if some outside power were sucking his mind dry of even the memory of the flow and chatter and swarm of the neuro, stretching the inner silence as taut as a wire. He felt as if there were a black hole in his skull, and the only way to escape its awful hold was to flee physically across the Triton landscape. He twitched the joystick and steered the rover down a shallow ravine, racing away from the sector that he was supposed to be detail mapping. It was not a visibly hazardous direction. He was not looking for danger, but for escape. He should have known, of course, that he was escaping nothing. But he wasn't thinking. He was just responding to a desperate siren call in his mind in the awful silence. A call to drive his buggy toward the planet Neptune floating before him. In time, he became aware of the exo-op calling him. The voice clanged in his headset like a hammer striking a metal pole. "Unit Echo, Unit Echo, do you copy? Unit Echo base camp, what is your present location? Echo, Bandicutt, are you there? For Christ's sake, answer!" He reached for the comm control as if to respond. Then he watched his hand turn the volume down to inaudibility. Now, why had he done that?